As comptroller, Mendoza signs the checks connected to the state's bank accounts. These days, Illinois is late in paying nearly $13 billion worth of bills, and is not paying social service organizations at all because there's no budget. Mendoza gave a lunchtime speech comparing her role as comptroller to George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, giving social services just enough of what they need to stay open.
That's us every day. We're just trying to keep Governor Rauner from turning Illinois into Pottersville.
At his own news event, Rauner accused Mendoza of trying to create a crisis in state government to force a tax hike and ignore his own economic agenda. I'm Tony Arnold.